All right, so before we get started on today's episode, I love to give a shout out to those of you who are leaving reviews on the podcast. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm so grateful for all of you who are leaving reviews. And if you are unsure how to leave a review, go to www.shebloomsfaithfully.com/review-podcast. So for today's review, we have one from Coach Nat, who says it's amazing with 5 stars, loving Courtney's relatability, how she speaks from the heart but still gives it to you straight with a whole bunch of exclamation marks. Thank you, Courtney, for everything on this journey. So thank you, Coach Nat. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you all. And without further ado, let's begin today's episode. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me! This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. All right, you guys. So it's been a while since I've done a podcast episode for you guys. So I'm going to give you a very candid episode. There's no filter on here. There's going to be no editing. It is just me having a conversation with you and just being really real and honest about the things going on in my life right now, because I feel like there's a bit of a gap in that right now in my content with sharing with you guys. And I really want to be showing up as my authentic version of me and who God created me to be, and just not glorify perfection in the editing of all these podcasts and just start being more real with you. And that has been something that I've received from feedback, is that you guys want longer episodes and you want to just have a conversation with me and just feel like you are in the room with me. So get ready. This one is going to be really raw because, to be honest, I did not want to record this podcast today at all today. At all. I'm exhausted. I'm burnt out. I'm very pregnant, and I'm just recording an episode was the last thing on my mind. But it made me realize that that was even more of a reason for me to be recording this episode for you, because, to be honest, we are not 100% all the time. Like, there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days, there's going to be days where you just are totally on fire and everything is just going amazing. All the blessings are just overflowing into your life. You're signing clients, you're getting inquiries, you know, you're getting just so many things happening in your life. Maybe you got a check in the mail, or, you know, you got a call from someone that you weren't expecting. You got that job that you wanted, you know, all the things. But sometimes life just, you know, kicks you in the butt and you just want to have a day where you just lay in bed and just sleep all day. Or maybe you're on the couch binging on Netflix and thinking to yourself like, oh, I have so many things that need to get done, and this ever-growing to-do list just keeps piling and piling and piling. And then you start to feel like crap because you're not being productive and you're not being that, you know, typical version of yourself where you're just doing all the things and wearing all of the hats. So today we are going to be real. And I just want you to know that we all have those days. And that's okay. And the reason why I say that is because if God, who created the universe and all things in it, he needed a day of rest. And if God, the creator of all things, needed a day of rest, how much time do you think we as human beings need to rest? It's okay to step back from your business. It's okay to take a day off. It's okay to not continue on that habit streak that you have going. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's even, watching a devotional for the day. Maybe you have a habit of doing that every day. Like, don't beat yourself up if you are having that down day and you just need to rest. You just need to take that breather, step back, and give yourself that permission to be okay with not being okay. And I find this is so hard for entrepreneurs, especially because we have so many expectations of ourselves. We have so many responsibilities that we put on ourselves. And that's why hiring a team is really important. But with all things aside, like I said, I didn't even want to do this episode. I didn't. And I have been delaying it for so long. But what's going on in my life right now is we, had the holidays. It was amazing. I took time off. I had lots of fun with creating memories over the holidays, and then the new year hit. And then once the new year hit, it's like, okay, all right, we got to get back into business. Let's go, let's go, let's go. But I just had no desire to do it because I took so much time off. And then all those negative emotions started overflowing into my poor brain of, why I need to be doing these things. And notice the word need and how I'm using the word I need to be doing these things. We don't need to be doing anything in this exact moment. What is it that you want to be doing? What is it that your body needs in this moment? What is it that your soul is craving in this moment? What does God want you to be doing in this moment? Like, maybe today is the day that you give yourself that permission just to walk away and read a book. Take up a new habit, learn to crochet, learn to knit, learn to paint, learn how to edit videos. Maybe you take up a side job of babysitting or something because you just enjoy being around kids, and maybe you are not a mom yet and you want to be a mom. Whatever it is, like, take that step back for Pete's sakes and just relax. After the holidays, I had to reshift my mind and remind myself of that I'm a human being. It's okay to not be okay. I'm not 100% perfect, and I never claim to be 100% perfect, but that comes with being a human. We are filled with emotions, and it's really important that we learn to handle those emotions and we grow that emotional intelligence, especially as a business owner, because we are going to be going through so many different things. The enemy is going to attack you when you're down, and we have those down days. We do. I mean, I said I had my Christmas holidays. Oh, sorry, my throat's totally dry. We just recovered from COVID in our household, so that was another thing I was going to mention, is that not only did I have time off over the holidays and then a little bit more time off just to kind of get back into, life in general, but then we caught COVID, so then I had even more time off. So today is officially the first day of being out of isolation. And my car is dead, and I'm not saying this to complain. I'm just telling you that, today is an off day for me. And this is an unfiltered episode. This is just me just having a conversation, sharing my thoughts with you today. But my car is dead, my cat is puking. My house is a mess. Yesterday I actually fell asleep, or not, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was a, actually, yeah, it was not yesterday, the day before that. I fell asleep and I don't know what I did in my sleep, but if you know me, I am super clumsy and somehow in my sleep I sprained my ankle. So, I mean, like, I had a down day from that, and it's just been so many different things piling up in my life all at once. And I will be honest with you, and I will tell you that, you know, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't impacting me in a little bit, a way, shape, or form. It is a little bit, but I'm not allowing it to run my day. Like, I'm giving myself that permission to step back, to feel the feelings, to acknowledge what is happening, and just realizing how truly blessed I am despite my circumstances. And that's something that I find a lot of people forget to do as they have just their world falling apart and, you know, shattering in front of them, so many negative things happening all at once, is they start focusing on all of the negative things that are happening and they forget to look at the blessings. So, I mean, like with my car breaking down, yeah, it sucks. Don't get me wrong. But I also am blessed with a working vehicle. Well, it does work. It's just the battery's dead right now. I have the ability to charge it at home. I have a booster box at home that I can use. I'm just so fed up with it that I just don't feel like dealing with it today. But I realize that that's a decision that I have chosen to make, is just, you know, not deal with it today and just deal with it another day. I am blessed that I have a vehicle. I'm blessed that I have a roof over my head. I'm blessed that my husband works a job where I'm able to do the things that I do and we're still financially okay. Like, there's so many blessings in our lives that sometimes when our world just starts falling apart, we forget to look at those and we forget to just take a step back and pause and breathe and remember that even though today is a bad day, it doesn't mean anything other than, you know, stuff is happening and you're choosing to look at it with that perspective, with that lens. So maybe what needs to happen is just taking that step back and taking a breath and remembering that you are alive today. You lived another day. And that is just a blessing alone. That's a huge blessing. So, as you're going through stuff in your life, I want you to know that your business is going to be okay. It's okay if you don't feel like doing your business today. It's going to be there for you tomorrow. That message that you got from that prospective client at 4:59, when you have set boundaries within yourself and your business of I work 9 to 5 and I'm done work at 5, that message is going to be there on Monday. You don't have to go outside of your way, outside of, you know, being in alignment, outside of just what your desires are to be doing in that moment, your business will survive. You will be okay. If you need time off to just relax and breathe and enjoy your life again and be able to just, you know, process everything going on in your life at this moment, I don't know what it is that you are going through, but I will tell you that if you need that time off, God will give it to you. And it might not be in the nicest manner possible. I mean, like in January, I got COVID. I needed that time to myself to just step away from my business, and I didn't realize it. And God gave it to me through COVID. Was not the nicest way to get it. I would have preferred to get it somewhere else and, you know, personally take it on my own accord, but God will give you what you need in the moment that you need it when you realize you don't need that. He will give you what you need in that exact moment, even if it's not in the way that you want it, even if it's not in the way you realize that you needed it. He will give it to you. And I will tell you that stepping away from my business in that time, I maybe worked in January, maybe a couple weeks total, and it was my biggest sales month I've ever had. It was my biggest month I've ever had, and I barely worked. And you know what? That can happen to you too. Faith is believing that it's going to happen, especially when it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And in my life, that always shows up when I just need that time away. Like, I feel like I'm suffocating myself. I feel like I can't breathe because I have so many things that I feel like I need to be doing, but I don't need to be doing them. Just like you don't need to be doing that today. So give yourself that permission to take a day off your business. I challenge you to do that. I do. Like, I challenge you, choose one day of the week where you will not work. You will not do any work that day whatsoever. Just give yourself that permission. Maybe it's even taking weekends off. But if weekends are too much for you and you're not quite ready to do that, then just take a day. Take that one day a week just to be with yourself, to be with God, to just regroup yourself, remind yourself just how incredible you are and how amazing you are, and that everything is always working out for you in His divine timing, and that you're going to be okay. Because when we are glued to our business 24/7, that's where exhaustion happens. That's where the burnouts start to happen. And that's when you start to notice that shift within your mentality as a business owner and not enjoying the things that you used to enjoy. So with that being said, like, after I hit stop on this podcast, I am going to kick my feet up on the couch. I'm going to turn on the TV. I'm going to probably just binge on Netflix. And you know, I would really like to be watching a sermon, but you know what? Like, I pray during the day. I read my Bible during the day. When you start doing things out of obligation, it becomes a chore. It becomes a monotonous to-do list. And when I need that downtime to myself just to take that step back and just forget about all the stuff going on around me right now, that to me is sitting on my couch, drinking tea, being bundled in the most amazingly comfortable fuzzy blanket possible, sitting on my lazy boy couch, and just watching funny movies, watching funny videos, probably binging on a Disney movie of some sort. But it is time to remember that it is okay to not be 100% in your business every single day. Because we as human beings, like I said, God needed that one day of rest. And if He needed one day, I'll ask you again, how much time do you think you need to take that step back, to just be still and step away and just relax? How much time do you need? Be honest with yourself and give yourself that permission to actually do it. Because when I don't do it, I feel it. I can see it in my environment. I can see it in how I'm responding to the things around me. I can see it in my emotions and how I'm feeling. I can feel it in my body through all that tension. So this is my challenge for you this week. Find that time. Find that day. and just step back and just be still. Just be still. That is all I ask of you this week, is just take that step back and just relax and be still and just bask in the beauty of God's creation. Bask in the beauty of your life and all the things that you're blessed with. And then when you're ready and you feel refreshed and you feel regenerated, then get back at it. Because like I said, your business will be there tomorrow. It's not going anywhere. And if you have clients who are not willing to respect those boundaries that you need a day off, then those clients aren't the ones for you. That's a red flag. That is a huge red flag. You don't want to be working with clients that need your attention 24/7 and need you to hold their hand. That's not why we started a business. We started a business for that time freedom, that ability to just create memories and create your own schedule, have that flexibility to take time off whenever. Like last year, I think I took a total of 13 weeks off my business. And that's not including the days off that I took on a regular basis. Like I work 4 days a week, but that's not the point. The point is, give yourself permission to not be okay and take time to yourself, because we all need that time just to step back. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It feels really weird to just be talking and not editing whatsoever, but you know what? I'm done with editing. Like I want to just show up real and raw. And I mean, that's what you guys were requesting anyways. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I would love to hear from you on Instagram at She Blooms Faithfully. And I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. So if you enjoyed just this candid conversation with me, of me just talking and just saying everything that comes out that's on my heart at this exact moment, like, let me know, because I will happily do more episodes like this and just start being more real on this podcast instead of, you know, taking the time to edit every single episode and remove all the, you know, the fluff in each episode so that it's short and sweet for you. But apparently you guys really like long episodes. So I love you guys. I hope you have an incredible week, and I will hopefully see you next week. We are getting back into recording. So I love you. Enjoy your week, and I will chat with you soon.
If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.